Tonight's shir, Simen Lamed Beis, Si'if Yud Ches. Mem Pesucho, She Nidbach Pesicho, So V'nistema. There are two mems. There's a mem that's opened and a mem that's closed, or the regular mem and the end of mem. The end of mem is a totally closed ice. The normal mem, the middle of a word, is an open mem. If the open mem, you're trying to write an open mem, and then when you were writing it, shenidbak psichoso v'nistema, its opening got connected to the bottom, and now it's closed up. So the hanging leg, so to speak, from the top of the mem came all the way down to the base. Ein moya ligror hadovik ulapascha. It doesn't help to scrape away the point that is connected and open it up again. Because now you're not writing the letter, you're scratching away, and now the letter is there. So how do you fix it? Chartom literally refers to a beak of a bird. And the way the mem hangs at the front of the ois, it kind of looks like a bird's beak that hangs down. What you should do is scrape off the whole hanging part. That whole section that's hanging off the top of the mem should be scratched off. So all you're left is with the shape of a basic open nun as opposed to the end of nun. And then rewrite the hanging piece without touching the bottom. If you're supposed to write the letter Reish and it ended up being like a Dalid, Yesh Lahachmer, one should be strict, Velomer, and say, Delo Sagi Kishe Yigur HaYorech Levad. It's not enough to just erase the leg of this Dalid, O Hagag Levad, or just the top, V'yachse V'yichtevenu K'min Reish, and then rewrite it like a Reish, Mishum De Bein Hagag U'Bein HaYorech Nasu B'Psul. Because in this case, both the top and the leg were done wrong. Hilchach tzorach ligur shneim, and therefore you have to erase both of them. Let's stop here and take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan ayin, shenidbak. You're making the letter mem an ordinary mem, and it connects to the bottom. V'imposel b'zeh negiya daka k'chut ha-sa'ara. And if the slightest touch of a thin thread of ink would passel, ayin masha kasavna lekamon, look what we wrote later on, le'inyin hey, as far as the letter hey, v'ayin the ber halacha, and look in the ber halacha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Pei Gimel writes that if only a chut hasara, a thin hair of ink, connects the leg of the hey, the left leg, to the top, and any child who looks at it would know that it's a hay, you still have to correct it, because this doesn't have the tzuras ois. This is not what the hay is supposed to look like. You have to scrape away the connection. The Ber Halacha brings a machlokes ha-poiskim. If you found such a psul in a Sefer Torah, whether or not you would have to take out a new Sefer Torah. Because some hold the ois is still kosher, even like that. Sifkan ayin aleph. V'nistema. So the hanging part of the mem kept going, and it sealed up the letter. V'havi kemem sasum. So now it looks like a sealed mem, an end of mem. Shemekomo rak b'sef teva. It's supposed to be only at the end of a word. V'lo be'emsi, it's not in the middle. V'chein. And this is true of kol oisis menatzvach. Hakafulim, the aleph base. All the menatzvach letters that are double letters in the aleph base. Kosev eser rishonos betchilas hateva ube'emse isa. The first of the letters, the ordinary letter, is what appears at the beginning or the middle of a word. V'achroinos b'sof. And then the sofis letters appear only at the end. V'mshina, and if you changed, pasul, it's no good. So the fact that I closed off this mem is a problem. Sifkan ayin beis ulapascha. So it doesn't help to scrape away the extra ink to open it up. This is true of any other letter, that its shape was ruined when you wrote it, or if somehow it got ruined afterwards. And by scraping, it will get back to its proper shape. Maybe you're making the letter Dalid, but you kept the leg going down until it looks like an end of chaf. Or anything similar like to that. You can't just scrape away the excess. Because you're not writing in the actual letter that remains. What you'd have to do is erase the entire leg. Like we said before in Sifkon Samaches. And then you can fix it. And similarly, the Mahani Bezeh, that it would help in this case, in Himshich Gago Shel Ha'ois L'Rochva Ad Shenir L'Kol Shehu Dalad. If I would extend the top of the Ois in its width, so everyone will know that it's a Dalad. A Chaf Pshuta, an end of Chaf, is supposed to be with a very small Gag. We'll learn later on the Halacha, when you make an end of Chaf, the top of the Chaf has to be short. Otherwise, it'll look like an oversized resh. Because that's essentially what it is. So if you keep the top short, everyone knows it's not a resh, it's a chaf. So what he's saying here is, I'm supposed to make a dalid, but it kind of looks like an end of chaf. So there's an eitzah, just keep extending the top, and then everyone knows it's got to be a dalid, it's not a chaf. Avala el, because of hey, b'mokam dalid. But previously we talked about someone who wrote the letter hey when he needed a dalid. Tikasav l'sham, there we wrote, then in such a case, it's not enough to scratch off the extra ink of the left side leg of this hay to turn it into a dalad. You'd have to also remove either the entire top or the entire leg of the dalad. In this case, it doesn't say, well, just extend the top of the dalad further. Because either way, it has the shape of the letter. So that's not going to be a tikkun. To make the difference between an endachof and a dalad, it makes a difference. But between a dalad and a hey, it's the exact same thing. So then making it a little longer doesn't change anything. Sifkan ayin gimel. So what's the problem? You closed off the mem, made it a mem sofis, so you want to scrape off and open it up. It's chok tochos. Because you're not doing anything to the actual letter. You're just scraping away where it's sealed. For hu adin, the same halacha applies. In tov, you made a mistake. Because of ches, b'mekom shnei zayinim. Let's say you're supposed to write two zayins in a row. There are neschoyes of mezuzos without a vav between the zayins, right? And instead of putting the two zayins together, he made a ches. A ches, unless it's ksav ari, is two zayins with a carrot on top to connect it. Ein moyel ligor hagag levad mehachtaima. So it doesn't help to just scrape off the roof that joins the two zayins, because it's again chok tochus. El etzorach ligarom, you'd have to literally scrape off the zayins ad sheyevat lemitminasam until they're no longer considered a zayin. Similarly, in tov asa chaf pshuta l'malakein dalid, if I squared off the end like a dalid, shalfidas habim in a poskim hipsula. Many poskim, well, that's possible. It's no good. Kamo shivul l'kamon b'simulam vav. We'll explain this later in simulam vav. Gam kein ein moyil ligor hatag lasosa agula. So in such a case, it's not sufficient to scrape off around the edge and make it round. The Havik Chaktuchos, that's going to be also be a problem of Chaktuchos. El Yosef Ale Diyo V'yaseh Agula. Add ink to the corner and make it round. Mishnah Berurah continues, V'nira D'lo Ma'akev, Shlo Kesidun Metikin Zeh. To fix such a thing, we're not concerned with Shlo Kesidun. D'balav Hachit Tzura Sa'olah, because it still has the basic Tzura. So you can fix it by adding that ink around the corner. So when you have this mem that's supposed to be opened and you made it closed and you can't just scrape away. So what are you supposed to do? Kol shekasuv b'siv zeh, whatever's written in this paragraph, sheyesh takana, that you can fix it. Haydu koydim shekasuv ois she'achrov, is always before you wrote the next letter. The ilav hachi, because if not, posel b'tfil n'mezuzos, it won't be good for tfil n'mezuzos. The be'ina behen kesidron dafka, we require it be in exact sequence. Unless we say explicitly, that siddur in this case doesn't make a difference. So whenever he says, this is how you fix it, that's assuming you didn't write the next letter yet. So what do? You scrape off the entire hanging piece of the mem, and you're left, the Mechaber says, with a regular nun. Kiksivas hamem psucha who bestake sivas? Because really, when you write a mem, an open mem, you're writing two things. For the first thing is a regular nun. And then you hang off the top like a vav. Vimkain, if so. Kol shenasa psulbo, wherever the psul is, tahainu vav, in our case it's the vav, tsarach ligraro kul, that has to be entirely erased. But the nun you wrote properly, you don't have to erase the nun part. The nun, was nothing wrong with the nun part. The problem is only with the vav part. Any ois that you write with combining two different writings, essentially. Kagon gimel, like a letter gimel, a kiyotzbo, or anything like that. And in one of the applications of the ink, there's a problem. Ain't sarach ligro rak osa, then that's the only thing that has to be scraped off. Lafuke bereish also kimendal, as opposed to a reish that you made like a dalid, dibepam achas nichtav akol bepsul, that's one stroke. You do that whole thing in one continuous shot. Sarach akol ligro, that's what Mechaber says, you have to erase the whole thing. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that the, it's called the Mechaber, that since you make the letter mem from the combination of a nun, a regular nun, and a vav. So if the problem was that the vav hit the bottom of the nun, so just to scrape off the whole vav. The notes on the side point out that's not how we make a mem. Our mem is a chaf and a vav. So there are two shitas. How do you make a mem? Is the mem like a nun and a vav, or is it like a chaf and a vav? So the notes bring that maybe the Mechaber here is not getting into the diktuk of how to write the letters. He's trying to explain the halacha of one stroke versus two strokes. Or some say that that's the meaning of the Sfaradim, that maybe Ashkenazim write a chaf and a vav for a mem, but Sfaradim write a nun and a vav for a mem. So it's kind of hard to tell the difference. The basic question is, how wide is the letter? How wide is the letter when it's written? Sifkatan ayin vav. If a resh was made like a dalad, o vav sha'asa kamin resh. Mishnah Berurah says, what if you're supposed to write the letter vav? And it came out like a resh. The cholkei gavner, anything like that, shenasa b'ksiva achas, is done with one writing or one stroke. So it's not enough to take off the top and just leave the leg. You have to take the whole thing off, erase the whole ois. Sifkon ayin zayin, kimin dalid, you made the resh like a dalid. V'hu adin, begago shel chaf pshuta, she'asor rochav ad shenir kedalad o resh. What happens if you have the top of your end of chaf, your chaf sofis? It's supposed to be narrow. And you made it wide, so it looks like a dalid or a resh. So, according to what we're saying here, you have to erase the entire thing. Unfortunately, the soifrim stumble on this due to our sins, and they don't erase the whole thing. All they do is pass the ice, and they don't take off the entire thing. So this is the question we've been discussing. In any case of chaktochos, how much do you have to scrape off? So the rule of thumb we're saying here is it depends. If it's one stroke ice, the entire os has to be scraped off. If it's two or three multiple strokes, and it's just the one that was done the psul, that has to be scratched off, and then you redo that. The Chaber continues, v'im nidbaka ois la'ois, if two letters touch, ben koidim she'tigomer ben achar she'nigmar, whether it's before you finished making the letters or after you're finished, it makes no difference when they touched, puzzle. Vim garar v'hifrida, if you scrape to separate the letters, kosher. That's okay. For the mikri chok tachas, that's not called chok tachas. Me'achar she'ois atzma ha'esekzuva ketikuna, because the letter was written. The problem with chok tachas is you're not writing the letter. You're scraping away, and now you see the letter that wasn't here before. Here, the letters were made, but they touched, and that's no good. So if you scrape it away, now it's okay. You've removed the problem of Muk of Gevil. That's not going to be a Chok Tochus issue. Stop here, see Mishnah Bura. Mishnah Bura Sefkatan Ayin Ches. Ben Koidim Shetikam Ben Acha Shedigma. Whether they touched before you finished making the letter, when they're done, it's no good. Mishnah Bura says, Ha'ois Ba'orcho Kuroi. If you finish the ois in its full length, Kagon, Shekosef Tevas Lo, you're writing the word Loi, Lamed Vav. V'nidba Kavav, B'kaseyo Lo Lamed. I wrote the Lamed, then I write the Vav. And part of the Vav is touching the Lamed. V'chol Kiyotze Bezer, or anything like that. V'afila B'negiya Koldo, even the slightest, smallest connection of the letters. Shlo Nishtanes Ayidei Zeh Ha'os Mitzvi Rasa. You can't really say the letter changed shape. The letter didn't change shape, but there's a line connecting them. A filo hachi pasul, it's still a pasul. The be'inat shiyeh ha'ois mukav kevil, it's necessary for the letter to be surrounded by parchment. V'im nisbashtu ha'ois is mikoich lachos hadayoy. If the letter spread because of the moisture of the ink, shekaren giflasin, it's called, it's thin, it's runny. Ad shenirin kedivukin, so it looks like they're touching. U'mikamokam nira she'ena ois yisnogin, but you can see the letters aren't touching, kosher. It seems to be what's happening is there's a thickness of the letter which is very distinct, and then there's a thin spread of the ink. Sometimes you see if liquid drops on paper cloth, it spreads and makes, you see where it spreads out. But I can clearly see the definite letter, the ink of the letter is there, just there's a discoloration that spread beyond the ois. So the thickness of the ois itself is not touching. Vema ois is noigin, if the letters are touching. Avshanas is elachrak siva, even though it happened after it was written. Afilu hachipostle, it's still apostle. Evan Ezer, besimekov chafesiv tezain, behagorn the ramol, ubeveshmuel, and the beshmuel, ein shom, look there. Vayan el berlocha, besof seif tezain, look back, and the berlocha, the end of seif tezain. If you find that the letters are touching when you take a Sefer Torah out to read, look in Siman Kuf Mem Gil Mishnah Berurah, where there's distinctions between whether it's a very slight connection that has to be taken care of, but the oisyus have not changed tzura, versus if it's a thicker connection where the whole ois is determined to change surah. If the os change surah, we take it on the Sefer Torah. If it's a very slight touch, we will just keep reading from that Sefer Torah. Sif katan ayin tes, kosher. So in this case, when the promise muk of gevil, if you scrape away, that's fine. V'uadin imragli ha'oisius o'gagan v'emtson magia l'sof b'li hekif klaf. The same is true if the bottom of the ois or the top of the ois or even the middle somehow reach the end of the parchment, and there's no parchment anymore, so it's not surrounded by parchment. Rashoy legar katsas, you can scrape a little of the ink from the edge. The legar mi nidbak ois la ois demhanigrir. In such a case, it's like two oisis that are touching where you can scrape. Essentially, again, scraping to create the muk of gevil is not a palm of chotachos. V'dan you should know, the bezeh in ma'akiv shlo kesidun. There's not even a palm of shlo kesidun over here. K'mavur l'kamon b'sif chafhei, as we will clarify later in sif chafhei. Me'achar de'ein moisif b'guf ha'ois, because he's not really changing anything to the letter itself. V'afilu b'ois yos Hashem, even the letters of Hashem's name, shenigmaru, that were completely written properly. V'dibukun l'mato, and then at the bottom, they're somehow connected. Rashor l'garbo, you can scrape away the connection to re create the Muk of Gevil around the Shem Hashem. Sefkan pe chok tuchos, and this is not a palm of chok tuchos. Umairi shalonishtana ha oismetsi rosa aideha devekos. This is only true when the letter did not change its shape because it's in contact with the next letter. Avalim nishtane sa oismetsi rosa. But if the letter does change appearance, veinatinik yochel lekroyis, and a child looks at it, can't read it properly. And so much more so, if it actually looks like a different letter, kagon, for instance, vav shenidbak besofo lenun kafufa. What happens if you have a nun and a vav, nu, like the pasuk ends nu or no, and the vav, at the bottom of the vav, besofo, the bottom of the vav, somehow came to touch the base of the nun. Dibuk av, a thick connection. Shenir's katsuris test looks just like a test. If you put a vav on a nun at the end, it doesn't look like a test. Achetinu klo chokim lo tipish yikro so a test. You bring a child up, he's not too smart, not too stupid. He says, it's a test. Lo mahani gerir is a dibuk b'zeh. In this case, you can't just separate the vav from the nun. The havi kemem shenistema. This becomes like the first scenario we had when you're making a regular mem and then the hanging leg touches the base, that you created a mem sophis. Mikri chochtuchos, to scrape away, to make it a regular mem, is chochtuchos. Valkein serch ligur gamunun. So in this case, you are creating a nun and a vav by scraping away. You have to scrape everything away. You have to scrape away the nun and the vav. Shigam hu nishtana mitzirosa, because even the nun doesn't look like a nun anymore. V'nifsel ay de hadibaka became possible by the connection, chen kol kitzbaseh, and this is true of every case. So if the oisius are distinct, but they happen to be touching, there's no chochtuchos to erase where they're touching. But if the oisius have changed their whole appearance, they don't look like the original ois anymore, or suddenly they look like a new ois, then you do have to deal with chotochos, even in this issue of lacking muk of kevil. Sifkan pe aleph, if the ois is written ketikuna, it's not chotochos to separate it. The ubenaflu tipas diyo, when a drop of ink falls in besifyat zayin, after nichteva mitchila kitikuna, even though it was written properly, niskalkal idea tip of any keres, the drop of ink ruins the ois, you can no longer discern what letter it is. Mashayin kim bezeh, as opposed to the case we're discussing, dafila koidem agriva koid nikir hetiv kol ois v'ne atzma. Even before you scrape away the point of connection, it's very clear each letter distinct. Well, the fees are according to this, and kol oirecha ois tevuka lechavrta, if the entire length of a letter is touching the next letter, lo mahani grera. Again, that's considered nishtan ha'ois. You can't scrape it away. It's chok tuchos, but pichosh, because that's how pichosh was makel. Vayim b'shai fayim, b'nisif chayim, and look in the other swarm, they bring them on the side. Essentially, it's almost the exact same issue we said with Sefer Torah. If the whole length of the letter is touching the next letter, you got to take another Sefer Torah. If it's two distinct letters and just a thin line touching it, we don't take another Sefer Torah. If it's going to be chok tuchos, to scrape them apart, you got to take another Sefer Torah when you're leaning. If it's not Chok Tochus to scrape them apart, that's when we could talk about keeping leaning from the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah is still kosher the way it is. Shulchan Aruch continues, Im nagu ragle ha-hei v'ha-kuf begag, if the leg that hangs of a hei or a kuf touches the top, yigro ha-rego v'yachsu v'yichtevenu, erase the entire leg and rewrite it. But you don't have to erase the rest of the dal to the kuf. The rest of the ois was written properly. If the bottom of the aleph, the regel, touched the center line of the aleph, it's called the gag. Or the yud above the aleph is touching the gag beneath it. Puzzle. That's no good. So even though we're not talking about a letter touching another letter, it's with the letter itself touching, that's the problem of the hay and the kuf that's hanging, or in this case, of the aleph and its yuds. The ain't takana begreir lahafrida. And there's no eitz over here to just scrape and separate. Tahavik chaktochos, because then you're creating the ois in these cases to create the letter. El yigur kol mashinas of psul, you have to erase everything that's done by psul, and rewrite it. The Rama adds, "V'chein hadin." The same is true by Yudei Hashin, v'hatzadik, v'ayin, v'hapei. It's interesting. Calls it the Yud. I would have maybe called. Some of them are Yuds. Some of them are more like Vavs. Of the Shin, Sadi, Ayin, and Pei, im nagu beguf ha'ois, if they touch the ois yosim imokam ha'dibuka more than they're supposed to, then you have the same problem as we have with the aleph. The pei should have a yud hanging in the center, but if it's not hanging, it's totally connected, that's a problem. And you can have a problem of choktochos, you can't just scrape it out. You have to erase that whole piece and then rewrite it. Let's take a look in Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah, sifkatan pebes. Im nagu. If the leg of the hay or the kuf touches the top. Avmiyesh hefsik dak. But if there's even the slightest separation, even a hair's breadth of klaf between the leg and the top kosher, that's okay. So as long as there's that separation, that's good enough. Now, I don't think it means with a magnifying glass. Sivkan pe gimel, ha-hei, but if they're touching, then you have to erase the entire leg. Afim nidbak rak echut ha-sa'ara, even if it's only touching by the thinnest of lines of ink. But oifen shatinik yodeshu hei, any child looking and says, that's a hei. Afilu hachi tzorech ligur kol ha-regli, you still have to erase not just where it's touching, but the entire hanging leg. The kol shen suris ois alov, kamo shenim slamoshe mi sinai, if it doesn't have the appearance of the ois, to a Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, ein shem ois alov, it doesn't have that ois. V'chein b'kuf lo mahani kriya satinik, the kuf also will not help. A child who says, who notices the kuf, doesn't help if it's touching. Now, in the Ber Locha, he has a discussion that there are poskim who would be mekel. And again, this gets into when, if you're in the middle of laning and you notice that you have to take another sefer Torah or not. So he does say it's a machlokes avosa. But lemaisa, this is, it's we're not going to leave it. We're going to definitely erase it. You could have a shaylon during Kriyas Torah on Shabbos. Would you have to take another sefer Torah? Probably you would not take another sefer Torah. But it would definitely have to be corrected. So if kan peidad yigror, so now you have to scrape off the whole leg. For the mahani hafrod ba'am, it's not enough just to separate. But shum davke chotochos, this would be chotochos to create the hay or to create the kuf. Sifkan pei haregel pei rish kula, the entire leg. Bein behay bein kuf, whether it's a hay or a kuf. Kimin shenasa b'psul, since it was made b'psul va'ayin be'halocha lukan be'halocha. Sifkan pei haregel begaka aleph. If the regel, the yud beneath the aleph, touches the main body of the aleph. The yud above and below the gag of the aleph, again, the gag is the diagonal line of the aleph, it's only supposed to touch in a very small, slight connection. We'll clarify all this later on in Simon Lamed Vov in the halachas of the appearance of the oisus. Sivkan peizayin, pineha aleph, or if the yud above the aleph is connected to the aleph, hainu ha-yud elyon, the upper yud. The problem we're discussing is when the entire top is flush against the body of the aleph. It lost its appearance. But let's say it spreads a little bit, a little thicker connection. It doesn't look very nice. As long as it's a separation between that yud and the body of the gag, it's not a problem. You don't even have to fix it. Maybe it doesn't look that nice, but it's kosher. As long as there's klaf space between the body of the yud and the gag. Sifkon peiches lahafrida. So in this case, you can't just separate them. Perish lahafrides and agia levada, to just scrape away where they're touching. V'yishar ha'ois mameila karoi, and then mameila, you see the ois and it looks good. That's choktochus. Sifkon peites, rather, kol v'chulu. You have to erase all that was made the psul. Hanashi yigur haregel kula means you have to erase the entire regel. Again, the regel here refers to the yud beneath the aleph. Flosagi sheyafid haregel me'al ha'aleph. It's not enough just to separate it from the body of the aleph. Ad sheyivat lenem itzuris ois levad, to the point that it doesn't look like an ois. In other words, what if I would just scrape the entire bottom off of the gag, make a space, like a cut between the yud beneath and the gag, and I'll just put a little piece of ink. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. Kimet she'nichtav kol regel psul. That whole regel was made psul. So therefore, it's invalid. You have to erase the entire regel. V'chei menidbek yud she'al ha'aleph begag she'tachtov. The same thing is true with the yud above the aleph. And it's flush against the body of the aleph beneath it. So chligur kol ha'yud. You must erase the entire yud above the gag with a kasu michosh and write it again. Some people are machmir if that upper yud touched the body to erase the entire aleph. Because once the top is touching, then the whole os is possible. I deserve because of that. It's not so clear that one has to be strict b'dieved if you didn't do that. The question essentially is, did you passel the whole ois, or do you just passel this yud? So this is the shayla that he's clearing, if it should be entirely possible or not. Sifkan Sadi. B'yudei. The Ramah says the same is true with the yuds of the shin and the tzadi and the ayin and the pei. Tehainu shehayud nasa kav yosher. Basically, instead of looking like a yud, it became a straight line. For less tzuris yud, it has no appearance of a yud. Avlin mazik imnis alba kav ma'ad. Now, if you made the line thick, that's not a problem, as long as it has its appearance. Sifkat and tzadi aleph ha'pei. V'hu adin im regel ha'smoli shelatov nasa yosher. The same is true if the left leg of the tuf was just made straight down, almost just like a ches. And doesn't extend out. So now it's possible. So if you look at Levush Yisroch, he blibes Sarachian. Lamed Sarach Klal Green. Why would you have to scrape off the leg of the tuf? In the case of the shin, so make it a yud at the top. The same thing is true by the tuf. So at the leg of the tuf, add a piece of ink and now make it the way it's supposed to look. Ayin Sham. Look there. If you look at Pima Godim, Mishwazov, he seems to say this eitz even works with an aleph. The ayin besof divi levush yisrod. Look at the end of levush yisrod. The kolze kishlo kosef atev shachazet. This is only this whole discussion of fixing is when you didn't write the next letters. Dilav hachi, because if you wrote the next letters, the vadi lo mahani tikun lahatov, okay, gavna, you can't even fix the tov or the shin, the way the levush yisrod says. B'shem shlo kasid, and nayav shlo kasidrin. Kim shem bo atat zeres tov, because right now it's not a tov before you fix it.